Esta es la buena, esta es la buena. Voy a crear un canto para poder existir, para mover la tierra a los hombres y sobrevivir, para curar el corazón a la mente, dejarle fluir.
Hola, soy Paola Marisán. Gracias por escucharnos hoy. Before we start our episodio, we want to invite you to be part of our podcast by lending us your voice. Queremos que seas parte de nuestro río de voces. Call us at 812-463-2388 and leave us your name, city, and say, this is Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. This season is all about music, so we wanted to cover all our tunes and melodías. In this episodio, we talked to music expert and artist Brick Briscoe. We talked to him about the song show, about how he was introduced to Spanish language music, and how his experience playing in English in Paris was a revelation of how music unites us and how labeling separates us. We talked to him about music as a universal language and his white privilege. In this episodio, you'll also hear Brick's music picks. So perk up your ears and maybe you can add this música to your own playlist. Escucha.
Well, the song show is a show about songs, oddly enough. And my belief that all types of music can play really well together. Like on my show, you may hear Frank Sinatra, you may hear the Sex Pistols right back to back, or you may hear Thelonious Monk. And I think people, when they hear that, they see that all music is really the same. It's just a personal perspective. And they tell the same stories the same way. And it's turned out to be pretty successful. I mean, we're starting year four. That's kind of exciting for me. I listen to so much music that I don't get to spend a lot of time with the music I really love. So I haven't heard my favorite songs for a long time because I'm so worried about putting together a good show that I'm looking for the right songs. And it ends up being favorite songs after a while, but I'm still not going back to the music that really influenced me.
Caminhando sob o sol, gosto muito de você, Leãozinho. Para desentristecer, Leãozinho.
This season is about music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about how music touches us, and it's such a universal thing, you know, music,
right.
You don't have to speak a certain
Absolutely.
Language.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go to China and mm-hmm. know who Beyonce is.
That's right. That's right.
So I just, you know, we wanted to bring you in because there's different perspectives of how music works or how it can touch you or what it says to you, what it means to you. And, you know, as a Latina, I may listen to a song and I'm like, oh, that reminds me of
mm-hmm.
this or...
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to listen to it, or I used to listen to it in the corner store of,
Absolutely.
You know, in the bodega. But, you know, you might have a different perspective of it. I love that you're in the show. I love that you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And you had some songs.
Yeah, I brought
Latino
some songs
call.
About I kind of
yeah.
want to say something about what you just said.
Yeah.
I was just in Paris. I sat down in several guitar shops and played my music there. And, you know, I can speak some French, but I don't sing in French. And what you just said is so true. People really, we communicated in a way. And it was really beautiful, you know, for sure. You know, there's so much. I play a lot of foreign language music on my show. I don't hesitate to do it because, you know, I'm always shocked how often I know what they're saying because there's so many different colors happening. You know, the music is this bridge to the words. A lot of times it says exactly the same thing that the words do. And you can always tell also when there's a counterpoint in music. The music's sounding really happy, but the words are very sad. And you get that a lot of in French music, believe it or not. So I don't think language really plays into it. You know, the Rolling Stones could come play in Mexico City and people go crazy. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter that they don't sing in Spanish. You know, I think it's spectacular.
Arrastando meu olhar como imã. O meu coração é o sol, pai de toda cor. Quando ele lhe doura a pele ao léu, eu gosto de te ver ao sol, leãozinho, de te ver entrar no mar. Tua pele, tua luz, tua juba. Gosto de ficar ao sol.
I came across a person maybe 3 weeks ago, and we were talking a little bit more about what it means to be Latino, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's something that we've talked about in Que Pasa Me Pues a couple of times, and we've had people who just realized that they had some heritage, and what was for them to explore that identity. And I think that's why it's so sensitive, because it's your identity, mm-hmm. you know? And this person I was talking to, they said, well, Mexicans are not Latinos. They're Hispanic because they're Spanish-speaking, mm-hmm. and that's what that Hispanic means. But they're not Latino because they don't live in Latin America. And then you got people that say, well, Latino is Latin America. And then I asked her, I was like, well, I'm from the Dominican Republic. And she said, well, you're Caribbean. So I am neither Latino. I'm not a Latino. I'm a Hispanic, but I'm Caribbean because I'm from the Caribbean, because that's where right. the Dominican Republic is. So, you know, I recently discovered that, right? And I'm 27 years old. I've been involved in the Latino or Hispanic sure. culture, whatever you want to call it, my whole life, right? I've been influenced by, I hear my abuela talking about music and my mom, and, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, I hear it like in New York when I lived there. So I really have never been separated from my culture in that sense. But this is the first time where I feel like, well, have I been living a wrong identity this whole time? You know, I've.
What do you think of that? I mean, have you?
I mean, I don't know. I'm still exploring that. I definitely was fascinated by the fact that we have now this term is the Caribbean people, yeah. you know. So, yeah, I was very curious to explore this.
Well, it's interesting because there is an organization in the United States that came out well after this song called Voto Latino.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Rodriguez girl, I think, she's an actress. I don't know. She must identify with that on some level. And
yeah.
I mean, how do you feel being tossed into a group like that? I don't even, you know, I guess it's white privilege. I don't even think about whether I'm white, black, or anything. I never once. I mean, people ask me all the time where I'm from, and I think we're English. I don't really know. I've never dug into it. It's kind of a rage now that we're all trying to dig into this because of Ancestry.com or whatever. And it's never played a part in me identifying with who I am as a person. I mean, everybody's thrilled that they've got a certain type of heritage, I think. I really think so. I mean, we're all happy about it. But I don't know that that defines us. I don't know. I mean, it's something we, as Americans, we can't figure out. We don't know how to deal with it. And that's what I think is really cool about your show. You know, I think it's just really awesome that you're willing to confront those things. And I think anybody would want to hear that.
Yeah,
because we need to hear it. We need to talk plain about this stuff. Yeah. And maybe music's the way to make it happen. You yeah. can show, well, you like Rihanna. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
How can you? I don't get it. You know, I don't know. But again, I don't have any answers. If I did, we could be doing some, making lots of money.
Oh, yeah, we would. What are your thoughts about música as a universal language? What music moves you? Do you fit in the town you're from or the town you live in? We want to know. Connect with us through social media or write to our email at qpm@wnin.org. Gracias por escuchar. This is Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Que Pasa Midwest.
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.